Hello, welcome back to Hard Factor Nigeria. Info and here in Port Harcourt, the number one talk station. I'm Dio. 10 minutes gone past five. Discussions continue on the final episode, the very final run as far as the Hard Facts with Dio is concerned. And thanks for joining me once again. Now, here's the matter of the, for discourse in this hour. NBC has no powers to fine broadcast stations, court rules, stories, this version from Punch. Here's the story. An Abuja Federal High Court has barred the National Broadcasting Commission from imposing fines on Nigerian broadcast stations. Presiding Judge James Omotosho, in a Wednesday ruling, said the NBC lacked the judicial powers to impose penalties. Omotosho gave an order of perpetual injunction restraining the NBC from imposing fines henceforth on broadcast stations in the country. He also set aside the 500,000 naira fines imposed on March 1, 2019 on each of the 45 broadcast stations. Now, Justice Omotosho held that the NBC, not being a court of law, had no power to impose sanctions as punishment on broadcast stations. He further held that the NBC code, which gives the commission the power to impose sanction, is in conflict with Section 6 of the Constitution that vests judicial power in the court of law. He said the court would not sit idle and watch a body imposing a fine arbitrarily without recourse to the law. Now, he said the commission did not comply with the law when it sat as a complainant and at the same time the court and the judge on its own matter. The judge agreed that the Nigeria Broadcasting Code, being a subsidiary legislation that empowers an administrative body such as the NBC to enforce its provisions, cannot confer judicial powers on the commission to impose criminal sanctions or penalties such as fines. He also agreed that the commission, not being Nigerian police, had no power to conduct criminal investigation that would lead to criminal trial and imposition of sanctions. Quote, this will go against the doctrine of separation of powers. And Omotosho held that what the doctrine sought to achieve was to prevent tyranny by concentrating too much powers in one organ. Quote, the action of the respondent qualifies as excessiveness. Yeah. Now, NAN had reported that the NBC on March 1, 2019 imposed a sum of 500,000 naira each on 45 broadcast stations in the country over alleged violation of its code. Now, I said this, I said a couple of things earlier when I at the start of the show today, when I was giving a preview of what to expect on today's edition of the show. I mentioned two major things. One is that we do need regulation, no doubt about that. Every industry, as a matter of fact, not just broadcasting or the media, every industry requires regulation. Any industry that has no regulation inevitably you're going to have chaos. You're going to have anarchy, be it aviation, education, transportation, security, you name it. Manufacturing, services, there has to be some regulation. And the NBC provides that as far as broadcasting in Nigeria is concerned. So do we require the NBC or an NBC? As a matter of fact, it could go by any name or acronym for that matter. But do we require an NBC, a regulatory body in broadcasting? Absolutely so. But there have been questions asked about the roles or the interpretation the NBC has given to its role and functions, and what Justice Omotosho has referred to as excessiveness and possible tyranny as well, which some have characterized, the NBC as over the years. And like I said, it will be interesting to see in the years to come, what broadcasting becomes like in the country, really. But I'm asking you now, in the face of this judgment of the Abuja Federal High Court barring the NBC from imposing fines on broadcast Nigerian on Nigerian broadcast stations, what do you think? How do you think this will impact broadcasting in the country going forward? The lines are open now. Let's get your take. Do call 0817-923-0002. Also 0817-923-0003. Also, we're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, on Twitter as well, at NigeriaInfoPH. Let's get your take on this. NBC has no powers to fine broadcast stations. Court rules. How will this impact broadcasting? What effect would this have on broadcasting in Nigeria? In your estimation, let's get your take. Once again, call 0817-93-0002 or 0003. Also, we're live on Facebook. We're also on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Via Facebook, MEC goes, I think this is a welcome development. At least it will still give us hope. Truly, the court is the last hope for the common man. So maybe you like the judgment of court, and that's fine. That's all well and good. But beyond that, what I'm asking is, what impact do you suppose this will have on broadcasting in Nigeria? And by the way, you might not be a professional broadcaster. You might not know what the NBC code entails. You might not know the ABCs or 1, 2, 3s of broadcasting, but you are in some way a part of it. You are the recipient of the product of broadcasting, the information that's churned out. And with the dimension that broadcasting has assumed lately, especially with the introductions of outfits, talk stations such as Nigeria Info, by the way, the first and number one talk station in Nigeria, you've got to give us our props now, don't you? You have now become a part of the conversation more than ever before. So how do you think this will impact things going forward? Ibe's on the line from Edelewa. You're welcome, Ibe. Go ahead, please.
All right, bye. Hello. Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, first of all, let me congratulate you because you have done so much for radio broadcasting in Nigeria.
Thank you very much.
So, I don't know where you are going next. I'm one of those who are your fan, and I don't know how they are going to cope after you left office now. So anywhere you are going, may all just not know where you are going and what next, your next position.
Thank you very much. Any thoughts on the matter of this course now?
That you in particular, I wanted to know because I haven't seen a wonderful person like you.
No, well, Ibe, what I'm saying is that there's a matter being discussed now. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Today is your last day in broadcasting in the radio.
No, that's not what's being discussed now. Okay, Ibe, good to hear from you. Thank you for your very kind words, Ibe, but I must move on right now. We got Ferdinand from Port Harcourt. You're welcome, Ferdinand. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Good evening, Dad.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, permit me to preface my contribution by saying that your plan to run away from us, from Nigeria, to they have been sponsored by the opposition. our own opposition. They have finally gotten us. And unfortunately, we cannot be on top. We are not on top of the situation. It's so unwelcome development. You are our voice, the voice of you represent us, we the masses, we the good people of real estate.
Mm.
You speak for us there. But now, they have finally silenced us.
I don't think so. Nigeria Info has always been in the forefront of of developmental conversation, and I perceive that will not end even with my departure.
I hope so too. Well, to the issue, to answer your question directly.
Yes.
The judgment by the federal court is a good one. I've always had my respect for Justice J.K. Motion. The NBC cannot be the accuser, the judge, and the executioner all by themselves. You cannot be a judge in your own case. As one of the pillars of natural justice. You are the other person, you are not to be a judge in your own case. So, the one way the judgment will help, in regulating broadcasting in Nigeria, in my opinion, is that it will now force the relevant authorities to go back to review the code and make it to be that if there is a perceived or suspected violation of the code, the relevant body should take the defaulting organization or journalist to the court and let the court pronounce what will be the sanction. Or they may state the sanction in the code and allow the court to pronounce you guilty, after which you will be to pay the fine. That's my own take.
All right. Okay. All right. Ferdinand, good to have for me. Bochi from Botanko, to welcome. Go on, please.
Good evening, Dayo.
All right, go ahead.
I think it is good for people to have people that regulate them. You don't just come and broadcast anyhow, because Dayo, you have been doing perfectly well. I remember when I was talking to him, he said he loved the way Dayo does it. And he's a professional broadcaster. But there are some people who are talking. You see, these people need to be regulated. If you allow people to do everything, they will do anyhow. There are some certain things that you will do in line with the code of broadcasting. It's not to allow everybody. So if these people now allow, maybe just a kind of allow everybody, just free them, do not fight, do not regulate them, you discover that some people who are very sensitive, they will want their people in their own custody, people who are working under them, they will try to lead them the way they want, not even the way they broadcasting
But how do we? I think the issue here is about primarily about balance, because you're right. I mean, some people are led by not intrinsic motives. They are led by other motives, and they even help spread propaganda, misinformation, and even disinformation, which is very, very dangerous. However, also on the other hand, the NBC has also been accused severally of high-handedness, excessiveness, and even tyranny, you know, with how it adjudicates these matters and dishes out its fines.
However, the NBC should be there to regulate. You see, what we are seeing in this country, most of institutions are not there so that people can say they are doing fine. But they should allow them. Rather, they may set up an institution that will regulate NBC also. Or after them, they will go and they make sure that they look into what NBC is talking about. Expose somebody, can say allow them. There are some people that belong to one political party, and they will allow you to challenge the whole thing politically. So it is not something to say that because NBC are not doing fine, because of that they should be dumb, or they should be a toothless dog. That is it's unfair.
So are you saying that you don't like the court's judgment? Is that what you're saying?
It's not that I doesn't like it, because God is the hope of the last hope of the common man. You see, there are some certain things NBC may not do right. It is in the hand of the court to correct them, not to stop them from making every other broadcasting decision. It is unfair. They should allow them, only that correct them, say, well, this one is not good, or you fight them, so that they'll be very careful and be sincere. If you say, okay, NBC, you have done that because of this infrastructure amount. You see, whenever they are coming, they will know that maybe the court will come after them if they don't take it correctly.
Yeah, but one of the toughest things to do in Nigeria right now is for media outfits. I mean, prior to this judgment of court, one of the toughest things in Nigeria to do is for media houses to contest anything that the NBC has ruled on. It's for media houses. It's very tough out there. Once the NBC's hammer comes on you, that's it. You almost dare not even breathe or raise an eyebrow about it.
That is why we sometimes we take it like that. You know, the institution of maybe the court, after the Supreme Court, you know, there is no other court that will say anything again. And that is the rule that the NBC is trying to play. But the only thing is that because of court, the court is perceived, and the court will try to clamp down on them. And so for the time, somebody may misbehave for one thing or the other. And we run to court. But one thing again is this. They should allow the NBC to be the regulatory agent, so that it will be...
I don't think the court judgment is saying NBC is no longer the regulatory agency, but good to hear from you. I have to go for commercial break now. Stick around, please.
And now, Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dayo.
Hello, welcome back. It is Hard Facts to Nigeria. Info, Harry Port Harkett. I'm Dial. We got 26 minutes to go before 6 p.m. when the major news comes on. Discussions continue. Speaking of which, matter being discussed at the moment, NBC has no powers to fine broadcast stations, court rules, and here's a bit of the story once again. An Abuja Federal High Court has barred the National Broadcasting Commission from imposing fines on Nigerian broadcast stations. Presiding Judge James Omotosho on a Wednesday ruling said the NBC lacked judicial powers to impose penalties. Omotosho gave an order of perpetual injunction restraining the NBC from imposing fines. Henceforth, on broadcast stations in the country. He also set aside the 500,000 naira fines imposed on March 1, 2019 on each of 45 broadcast stations. Justice Omotosho held that the NBC, not being a court of law, had no power to impose sanctions as punishment on broadcast stations. He said the court would not sit idle and watch a body imposing fine arbitrarily without recourse to the law. He said the commission did not comply with the law when it sat as a complainant, and at the same time, the court and the judge on its own matter. The judge agreed that the NBC, being a the National Broadcasting Code, being a subsidiary legislation that empowers an administrative body such as the NBC to enforce its provisions, cannot confer judicial powers on the commission to impose criminal sanctions or penalties such as fines. He also agreed the commission, not being the Nigerian police, had no power to conduct criminal investigation that would lead to criminal trial and imposition of sanctions. This would go against the doctrine of separation of powers, he said. By the way, the line's open. Let's take some calls, please. 0817-93-0002 or 0003 being the numbers to call. Justice Omotosho also said the action of the respondent qualifies as excessiveness. Let's talk about this for a bit. How do you think that this... In what ways do you think this would impact broadcasting in Nigeria? The lines are open once again. 0817-923-0002 or 0003. We are live on facebook.com/NigerianInfoPH. Also on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH to join the conversation. Speaking of Facebook, Rosemary Petersai goes, as regards the matter being discussed, it's not a welcome development. Okay, Rosemary, could you explain further? What do you think, sir? Annie Jacob goes, the judgment is welcome. I think the issue is a straightforward one. You cannot be a judge in your own case. The NBC, a regulatory agency, and the work is to monitor broadcasting houses and practices and where infractions occur. They should approach the court for adjudication and punishment. To me, fines shouldn't be paid to them, and not also their job to enforce sanctions, but that of the enforcement agencies. All right. But beyond that, how do you think this will impact broadcasting? I hope someone's going to get to that at some point. I've got Angel on the line from Milieu. So Angel, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello, Dayo. Good evening.
Hi, go ahead.
Dayo, I was so sad to hear that you're not going to be working with Angel Info again.
No way.
But I wish you all the best in your future endeavors. Thank you for speaking up for us.
Thank
down
you very much.
To the conversation about the broadcast regulation, I feel like every sector in Nigeria needs regulation, from the medical sector to the aviation, like you earlier said. You know, I feel like a place where nobody is regulating anybody is going to be a huge mess. So I feel like the Supreme Court, right?
No, the Federal High Court.
Federal High Court, sorry, should give them the freedom to actually continue to impose fines. That's a way to ensure that they maintain standards. Because if you don't do that, imagine we're listening to radio stations, for example.
Yeah.
We're not even sure if the information we're getting from them is concrete or if it's fake news. I mean, these regulations help us to, you know, be able to get, you know, the best information. Let me put it like that.
Mm.
You understand? So I feel like these regulations should be allowed. Thank you.
But Angel, before you go, do you realize that imposition of fines is not what regulation is just about? Do you realize that the NBC can still regulate the industry without the instrument of fines imposition? Do you understand that?
I understand where you're coming from, but I feel like the Federal High Court, sorry, can regulate the amount of fines they allow them to pay. But
the court wasn't talking about the amount. It said whether it's 1 naira or 1 million, it doesn't matter. But what I was asking you is this, Angel. Do you understand that the NBC can still conduct its regulatory position without the self proclaimed arbitrary powers to impose fines.
I understand that the NDC can regulate without imposing fines, but I personally feel like fining is a good way to help people stick by the rules. I may be wrong, though.
Okay.
I may be wrong. I'm just saying.
Mm. All right.
What do you think?
So what do you think? No, I'm asking what do you think. So this judgment that you have a problem with, so I'd like for you to interpret this in terms of broadcasting. What impact do you think it will have on broadcasting in Nigeria?
Sorry, I didn't get you. Sorry.
What impact do you think this judgment, which you have a problem with, and that's fine, what impact do you think it will have on broadcasting in Nigeria?
Okay, you mean if the NBC is no longer... has the power to regulate?
No, that's what I'm saying. The NBC still has... nobody is contesting. The people that went to court did not contest the NBC's powers to regulate. My question to you is this. What the court has said is this. NBC continue your regulation. However, arbitrarily imposing fines is not legal. I'm asking you. You don't agree with the judgment of court. You have a problem with it, and that's fine.
Yes.
What I'm asking you is this: how do you think this judgment of court will impact broadcasting in Nigeria going forward?
Well, I think that the impact is not going to be much, since NBC still has the power to regulate. Yes, but I personally feel too, on the opposite hand, that fining will help the regulation, you know, be better. I don't know how to put it.
I think you put it well enough, Angel. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Richard from Port Harcourt, you're welcome also. Please go on.
Yeah, Dayo, good evening.
Hi, go ahead.
Once again, I want to express my pains to see that you are leaving us at this time that we think we need you most, but we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
So regarding the conversation that is going on,
yes,
I think
the
court is right.
Okay.
to stop NBC from imposing a fine on communication
broadcast stations,
whatever. Reason being that sometimes these people, they act arbitrarily. You know, sometimes the reason for the imposition of this fine sometimes are political and all the rest of that. If any radio station or TV station commit any offense that that NBC see as an offense, I think the right place to channel their grievances is the court. It is the court that will determine whether these people they have violated the rules governing their oppression. And
oh my. Okay. I'm not sure I can take any more calls right now. I do have a commercial break coming up shortly. Maybe just a few comments now before the break comes up. Andy Jacob on Facebook goes down. You asked for its impact. It's the same. Let the monitor broadcasting houses persons and practices so that misinformation and hate speech is reduced, but recourse to court for adjudication. Justice goes down. In as much as this judgment. Okay. All right. Well. Anyways.